Testimony is a lie. That testimony was the thing that jogged Anand's memory. So with that being a lie, it damns Anand even more. So that piece of evidence destroys his story of, you know, where he was after school that day. Not only that, he used the girl who found him cute and who he had never really talked to before. He used her for his alibi. But yet, there are some people who, you know, still think Anand's innocent. Their story is that Jay's story changed so much it could not be, you know, reliable. And that Jay had something more deeply to do with it. The thing is, though, yes, Jay's story changed 3 times. But he had to help bury a body of a fairly young girl. That event could be so traumatic, it just changed his memories of it. He blocked out some of the things from that day, and that he actually needed a little bit of help to actually fully recall it. Because for almost anyone, that event would have been traumatic, so traumatic, they just couldn't comprehend it. And unfortunately, it looks like we're out of time for today. So as a recap, Anand is guilty due to his phone, then his car, being those locations. The fact that Age's alibi itself was fabricated. That Anand did not handle his breakup too well, and the final piece of evidence was that the Nisha call itself. Thank you for tuning in, and have a good night. Good morning or afternoon. My name is Garrett Baird, and you've turned into the most pointless podcast on the air. Today's topic is Anand Syed, also known as the serial guy. Serial was about the murder of a high school student named Heman Lee, and predominantly focuses on the man convicted of killing her ex-boyfriend, Anand Syed. Throughout the podcast, we learn different things about him and the supporting cast characters at the time. So naturally, the question is he innocent? No. Go ahead and disagree. I really do not care. You're listening to my podcast, so deal with it. Alright, so the first point. Anand's phone and car. On the day that Haley was killed, Anand gave Jay Wilds, the boyfriend of one of his close friends, his car and phone to go buy her a gift for her birthday. So Anand gave Jay his phone so then he could call him to get picked up during his after school or during his free period. So Anand's free period comes and he calls Jay to pick him up. So they go over to the mall, shop a little bit. Then they go smoke some weed, where Anand actually admits he's gonna kill Hay and then he's gonna kill her in her car. To keep on that track, though, Becky, who was a friend of Anand's and Hay's, actually remembers Anand asking Hay for a ride that day, a fact that Anand denies later on, then still denies today. So, onto the second part of this. According to some people, he did not handle the breakup well, and he wasn't, and within the relationship itself, he wasn't good. One of Hay's friends, named Aisha, recalls him being way too involved within the relationship. One of these instances was when Aisha then Hay were having a girls' night, and Anand would not stop paging her. And this was in the 90s when pagers were still a thing. It's kind of weird, but so ultimately Anand showed up to her house with cheesecake then, you know, hung out with them, which is weird on multiple levels. A guy who is that attached to his girlfriend that invades her time like that could not have handled a breakup well, right? Kind of. After the first breakup, and yes, first, they were off and on for a period of time after the first breakup. After the first breakup, though, a nod was okay-ish. But the thing was, though, because Hay and him kept going off and on, he never fully, like, ended it in his mind. Because he always thought, oh, you know, we'll always get back together. The thing is, though, at the store where Hay worked, she met a man named Don. And then Hay fell head over heels, officially ending it with a nod. And then that little thing, that was probably what pushed Anand over the edge. But keep going. When Anand got sentenced to prison, he was writing to his friends back home. And in one such instance, he actually writes that he kept having dreams about Hay, and that he found a picture of an Asian girl within a magazine, cut it out, then sent it to one of his friends, basically saying he couldn't believe how much this girl looked like Hay, and it only kind of looked like Hay. Those two things are a instance of obsession, which means he could not stop thinking about Hay, which is a sign of guilt, typically. Alright, so, onto the Nisha call. The Nisha call is one of the key, like, arguments amongst almost every, for, like, every argument, either for or against him. So Nisha was a girl that Anand met at a New Year's Eve party. And Jay really had no reason to call her, because Jay did not know who this girl was. But the thing is, though, there's a outgoing call to Nisha during a time period where Anand says Jay had his phone. The thing is, though, Jay didn't have a reason to call her. Is it reasonable to believe that it was a butt dial? Sure, but it's also just as reasonable to believe it was an actual phone call to kind of provide an alibi for his whereabouts. So the only plausible explanation of this is that Jay was actually with Anand at the time of this, which means Anand's alibi was a lie, which that in itself shatters Anand's basis for his story. And the final piece, Aja, who was a girl who swore she saw Anand after school that day within the library, her whole story was a lie. So in an email, one of Aja's two friends actually emailed one of the people at Serial saying Aja's whole story was a lie. That Aja believed Anand was so innocent, she would be willing to lie under oath to, you know, give him an alibi. And this caused a huge fight between them. So her friend remembers that very, you know, distinctly. So to keep on along that track, since Aja's